Suzanne Hunter and the Hollywood Hits and Britflix review for the highly anticipated screening of the Danny Boyle-directed film Steve Jobs. Now, this film played out at BAFTA Piccadilly on the 19th of October after its Leicester Square premiere and before it hits the big screen for the UK audience on the 13th of November. "I'm just not the perfect model," is a line said near enough towards the end of the film by Michael Fassbender's character Steve Jobs. Now, it's a bold admission from a man who, right from the start, comes across as somebody who totally believes in himself, a real control freak, and has a massive ego. Now, the line is a great summary of how far this character comes from the first product launch. He goes through quite an emotional journey. Admitting to not be the perfect model is very contradictory to how he runs his business. He's after the absolute perfect, the Zenith model, a worldwide phenomenon, which is what he achieves in the end. But of course, he doesn't realise that he has a great daughter. And despite his millions and influence on the world, he can barely stump up the money to help her and his estranged wife. Now, of course, calling the first computer he made, which barely worked, Lisa, was quite a message, as his relationship with his daughter just doesn't work. It's very fractured. And so was the first computer, as I say, that he started. Now, this film, with its frenetic start, pretty much gives you the sense of a very tense, fraught pre-launch event, and we get to see three of these all-important product launches right up to the late 90s. And it gives us a perspective very much of behind the scenes. We get a glimpse into the world of Apple, and indeed into the world and mind of Steve Jobs. Now, right from the start, business life and emotional life meld together, with Chrisanne, his estranged wife, demanding to talk to Steve during a very fraught opening launch. And, of course, the last thing on his mind is to deal with this. His mind is very much set on getting rid of any last-minute glitches and teething problems with the product, not with his wife. And yet, Chrisanne is very much wanting to get to the nub of the problem of their relationship. I very much see Steve Jobs doesn't care how the teething problems are got over as long as it's done, and he'll ask anybody to do it, whatever Andy is around. And there's plenty of Andys in this film. One played by Michael Stuhlbarg as Andy Hirschfeld, and he gave a really engaging performance as a troubleshooter, who actually ends up solving more domestic issues for Jobs than the actual launch. Now, as I say, we go through three launches, which sees us finish at the 1998 launch of the final product. And we very much come to associate Steve Jobs with the iconic sleek polo neck, almost as sleek and design-orientated as the Mac itself. Now, Steve Jobs makes it very clear he's a visionary. In fact, he loves a good metaphor and sees himself as a conductor. And that Steve Wozniak is the is a member of the orchestra. He's not even an orchestra, he's just a musician, which really, that's what sets the beef up with those two characters. Now, Seth Rogen's character, Steve Wozniak, refuses to be ignored and throughout the years seeks recognition from this man who he believes is more superior to the engineers and the coding operators who Wozniak believes are the actual heroes. Now, of course, the attitude of Steve Jobs comes through in some very, brilliant lines. Great script by Aaron Sorkin. And Fassbender, as Steve Jobs says, the one who says the customer is always right is probably the customer. In Steve Jobs' mind, he knows the vision and the customer doesn't know what they want until he delivers it. I'd say it's a really sharp script and the characters are very well defined. It's very hard to actually like Steve Jobs sometimes, but there's no denying his tenacity and dogginess to get a job done. We also see his selfish attitude towards his daughter and his colleagues, and he could become quite an alienating character. But Michael Fassbender's skill, just as in the recent Thane of Cawdor playing the lead in Macbeth on screen, he does tend to have an absolutely brilliant skill at making an unsympathetic character very watchable and likeable, and someone that you actually end up rooting for. He's like an intelligent computer, the way he plays it. A blink of the eye, a subtle gesture, and you absolutely understand what he may be going through. Now, this is particularly true for particular scenes when Lisa designs her own design on the Mac and also clutches at him. We see a man with a vision of a launch, but when you see those moments with his daughter, you realise that actually there is a semblance of a man or feeling. And cinematography throughout by Alwyn Kuchler is absolutely excellent and consistently brilliant throughout, using some great angles, and Like an Apple is designed beautifully, using all kinds of different shooting styles and innovation. And the methods that they use are really eye-catching. There's some assured direction by Danny Boyle, great sharp, slick editing, and use of documentary, and the back-and-forthness of it all makes for a very fast-moving, pacey drama. Of all the scenes with the actor, all the actors were completely engaged, and particularly young Lisa, age 5. I love seeing these sort of over-enthusiastic student scenes in a garage-type setting, as, of course, we all know Steve Jobs set up in his parents' garage. The sort of geekiness and genius and vibrant scenes between Seth Rogen's Wozniak and Michael Fassbender's Steve Jobs. Definite spark between the two of them. They're like two electrical circuits, you know, sparking off each other and challenging each other's egos. And Seth Rogen gives the best performance I've seen him do in any of his films, really. Real standout for me. And Catherine Witherston as the long-suffering Krishan was really great as well. Jeff Daniels always portrays a believable character, and in this film he's no different, playing John Scully, one of the board members. I barely recognised Kate Winslet for at least 10-15 minutes, as she's really emerged into the Wonder Woman marketing guru, Joanna Hoffman. It's a really great film, very engaging, 2 hours fly by. It's a man whose mission to revolutionise technology and to get it up and running and working and saying hello is the main struggle, because in his emotional life, getting people to say hello and communicating seems to be anything, it seems to be the opposite. But he comes through in the end, and we definitely do see a transformation. It's a great journey story. I say, beautifully shot, well directed, keeps you with it, great storyline. Definitely worth checking out when it comes and hits the big screen in the UK on the 13th of November. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Steve Jobs, which had its screening at BAFTA headquarters in Piccadilly.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.